This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to pass, plenty of time. Looking down the right sideline for Hopkins, who pulls it in one-handed for the touchdown. Jackson under center, I formation. Handoff goes to Henry through a hole on the left side into the secondary, and he's down the sideline, and he just out-angled Taylor Rapp, and it is a touchdown.
Don't call it a comeback.
Allen has time. Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws, it's high, and it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. It may have been intended for Dawson Knox, but Coleman's the one that ends up with it. Gonna hand it off to Henry, and he's bottled up. The ball is out. It's loose. Who's got the football? It's Buffalo ball. Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Allen back to pass. Looking over the middle. He's got Hawes, who pulls it in and is down to the one-yard line. And Allen reaches over the goal line, and he is in. Allen fires down the left side. He's got Palmer at the 40 and out of bounds at the 40-35 in Baltimore territory. Down to 3 seconds. Here's the snap. Hold is down. Kick on the way. And it is good. And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one. The Bills were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. They come all the way back to win the game at the gun with a 32-yard field goal for a 41-40 victory.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, the final season opener at Highmark Stadium will not be forgotten by anybody that watched it. Happy Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Happy Victory Monday. You might have been celebrating Victory Monday on the drive home because it was a late night. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, everybody. Buffalo Bills Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
For many, it was a late night.
Yes.
Not for everybody. It wasn't a late night.
That's right. Some went to bed?
That's right.
You went to bed?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
I feel like we're not allowed to.
No. I leave at halftime to make sure I don't get stuck there until 2 o'clock in the morning, knowing right. I got to get up for the show the next morning.
Right.
So I left at halftime. But after that game, I'm sitting in bed like, I'm not sleeping right now. I was wired. So I went down and played a quick game of NCAA football, just destroyed some hapless soul at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's after the win? You were too wired after the win?
After the win, yeah. Just went downstairs, did that, went back up, went to bed. Listened to Josh Allen talk, Sean McDermott a little bit as well, which is what I'm sure many did in their cars. So yeah, I got to bed eventually.
One thing about this game, there's a million things, and our phone lines are open at 803-0550 here on a Bills Football Monday. You know, when they win a game, sometimes people will have a complaint or something to say, and it'll be a situation where someone hears a person complaining and says, what are you guys worried about? They won the game. This is a game where there's not a soul alive that didn't complain along the way.
Oh,
there's
sure.
not your hard, most hardcore Bills fan that doesn't want to talk about you know, this not being good or this not being good, was ready to fire somebody at 41-25 or maybe at 17-7. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a game that tested everyone, and they win it. And if you're Baltimore, you're just, you know what you're thinking if you're Baltimore? You know what that looked like, by the way, everybody?
Yeah.
That was a Chiefs win. That,
oh, yeah.
That was a what?
Yeah.
They won that game.
Mm-hmm.
The other team, their brains melted, and the Bills won this game.
Mm-hmm.
It bounces off of Dawson Knox into a diving Keon Coleman's arms. They missed an extra point. What?
Mm-hmm.
Who fumbled? Derrick Henry on the way to a career day, maybe 500 yards. He fumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And they win.
They miss an extra point along the way also. If they don't miss an extra point, I mean, the Bills, you know, miss some two-point conversions, and I've got a lot to say about that eventually, but the extra point is why they don't get overtime.
That's right. I'm so excited that we don't have to talk about two-point conversion, not just execution, but decisions the whole day. Felt like they would have lost the game if they don't get the ball back and the Ravens run out the clock. It's, oh, they lost by 2 points and they missed 3 two-point conversions. It would have been just like nonstop two-point conversion talk.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what? What do you say? I mean, Josh Allen carries them, engineers a comeback win, rushes for 2 touchdowns, throws for 2 touchdowns. Lamar throws for 2 touchdowns. Lamar runs all over them. Henry runs all over them. And it was a show. And getting home and watching the second half like you did, I also did, on the television, the Bills are getting destroyed. And Collinsworth's talking about it like it's a great game. I'm thinking, this is not a great game. This is a beatdown, and the Bills are...
Yeah.
You know what it looked like? It was like last year's Bills-Lions game, where the one team was out too far in front, and the trailing team was not supposed to ever be able to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. And they won. What do you say?
Josh Allen, man.
Josh Allen,
right? There's some luck along the way. I think the Ravens made some mistakes. I think I saw a lot on Twitter last night that Ravens fans are after Harbaugh because he does this all the time. There are stats about how often this happens. It happens to the Ravens more than it happens to anybody, that they lose this way. I mean, there's more fun things about the Bills to get to, but... What are you doing punting that football on 4th and 2?
I know.
You've got the most elusive quarterback in the history of the sport. Like, was not every Bills fan, the moment that punter came onto the field to give them a chance to drive down the field and kick a field goal, instead of going for it on 4th and 2, where even like they debated on the broadcast, Chris Collinsworth was on the broadcast saying, I think you go for this. I mean... The color analyst on a national football broadcast was like, yeah, go for it. In his own territory,
Then
the reason why you wouldn't, I guess, is and why they didn't, is the Bills are in field goal range if you do not get it.
All the more reason to go for it.
But
actually, it's all the more reason to go for it if you're Baltimore because your enemy, there's 1:33 left. Your enemy is not just the field goal. It's that they need to use more clock to get the field goal.
Right.
You'd love them to only need 38 yards.
Yeah.
Because then you can stop. All right, we'll get another chance maybe. Of course they should have gone for that.
And again, like the real point, though, is everybody, I would think, everybody in the stadium when the punter came on the field had a sigh of relief. Thank you. Thank you for not. That's how I felt.
Yep.
I felt they're punting. Yes. Like, amazing that they're punting. And if the opponent is, like, cheering when your punter comes on the field, you know you've made the wrong decision.
Not just a sigh of relief. You probably sat up in your chair and thought, I'm about to watch my team win this game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there any doubt they're going to get in range? I'm going to stop Josh Allen, giving him 4 downs and the license to, we'll take my first snarky shot here, not throw screens all day. He's going to actually try to win the game.
Right.
He's going to go down the field. He's going to run. He's going to throw. And sure enough, like, that's what happened.
And not to make this all about the Ravens, but, like, they there's that mistake. And then... I don't know how much this has been brought up or if anybody has brought it up. The Bills don't have any timeouts. Keon Coleman, they're showing ESPN right now. He gets tripped up, right? Like, one, not on that corner, like to know, like, hey, it's probably good to let him score at that point, but good that Coleman doesn't score.
Of course.
But now the clock's ticking. And what is there, 35 seconds on the clock? And the Bills don't have any timeouts. You can't stop the clock. You know, you cannot. You have three timeouts, and they have. You know, you'll call a timeout. You have two timeouts. They'll have three plays. You can't stop the Bills from running the clock down. So at that point, all you're doing by calling timeout is giving the Bills time to get organized and figure out what they're supposed to do here. Mm-hmm. Why call timeout? Make them go to the line of scrimmage and have Allen have to figure it out in the huddle. So again, like just little things like that where that happened on the other side. McDermott would be getting lambasted this morning. He did not do that last night. Not to say that their defense was great and you know, you said
certainly
if they shut him down, he deserves his flowers. They didn't do that.
They did not do that.
But the coach on the other side made way more mistakes last night than the Bills coach did.
Mm-hmm.
Way more mistakes.
803-0550. So much to get to. Derrick Henry ran through the Bills like a hot knife through butter. It was no contest for him until he fumbled. The Bills defense did what it did a lot last year, which is, I mean, it actually looked much, much worse, but made two plays, three plays when they needed it. Bosa poking out a fumble on Justice Hill. That keeps one drive to three instead of seven.
Yep.
The fumble for Henry, of course, another one. Like,
I mean, three plays were at it. Did Ed Oliver end three drives himself?
Oliver was amazing the whole night.
That's the Ed Oliver game.
Yep.
That's the best game he's ever played as a Bill.
Yeah. And they gave up 40.
I tweeted that last night. Like, is it possible that Derrick Henry had his best game ever against the Bills while Ed Oliver also had his best game as a Bill at the same time? Because I think that's what happened last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, get some calls in and your reactions to, you know, all of it. They won the game. It's hilarious.
They won the. We just have to say it enough times today. Like they won that game.
Yeah,
they won that game. There's many people. I think my dad might be one of these people. I don't know that. Don't know right now they won the game.
You're still asleep?
They're asleep, thinking they lost.
Yeah.
Think that would be a few people. A few people.
Yeah. Good morning. The Bills won the game. Mike in Connecticut.
Maybe we just informed you.
Yeah, right. Mike in Connecticut is leading us off. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, what a game.
Yeah.
I think the first thing I want to say is it feels so good to be on the other side of one of these game of the years.
Yep.
I think for the last 4 years, whether it was Arizona,
Minnesota,
Philly, insane. I think it is awesome to finally be on the other side. One thing I want to say about whether it's McDermott, special teams, I'm always a fan of don't take points off the board. I understand like penalty on the extra point, you know, you get it at the one. But if we did not get the ball back, there's those going for two several times would have came back to bite us. A few other things I just want to say really quick. We didn't hear his name much, but I think it was one of those things when you don't hear anything that's good is Dorian Strong. He was just sound. Obviously, he had the penalty early, but overall sound performance. The moment was not too big. I think there's a genuine concern at the safety position. I think we all know that, but I do think that it can't get worse than where it's at. So I can only hope that there is a growth. And is it wide receiver one season?
What do you mean?
For Coleman?
Yeah. I'm saying Keon Coleman.
I mean, he was great down the stretch.
But he was great at being there and being a – Jerry Ostrowski referred to him as a trash man, cleaning up the trash, like catching. He caught a third down play where Allen scrambles. It depends. Like, what do you mean by wide receiver one season? It's 6-14. If I start talking about receiver after they scored 41 points, people will get me fired. But no one on this team got open the whole game.
All right.
All of their good plays, Allen extends plays to give his receivers time to get open. That's what that offense was. On the broadcast, Collinsworth was so confused by their offense that he didn't realize that what he said made no sense. And maybe if you're watching this game, Collinsworth said during the game that he thought Josh Allen was feeling pressure that wasn't there, and because of that was getting flushed from the pocket. And he I think he's got more time than he realizes. Maybe he does. Allen was scrambling to give the receivers more time to get open. That's what that was.
Yeah.
All day. No one could get separation. No one could get open. And if Allen runs around, well then, all right, the zone opens in spots and maybe a receiver can break free. Like, Keon Coleman had a nice day. At one point in the game, it was the Bills' two leading receivers had a combined two catches for like 9 yards. Yeah. And this is late in the game. They couldn't get the ball to receivers at all, and then they just could because Josh Allen works magic. So it's a great kind of performance from Coleman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's exactly the kind of player he can be, which is a little dangerous after the catch, win a couple of one-on-ones. I mean, his touchdown was a stroke of luck, but whatever. Like, take it. So good for him.
Big play at the end to set them up for the field goal. Palmer, that might have been his best one of the game.
Yeah, Palmer, a big play at the end. Other than that, you know, like, man, the story of the game, I mean, I don't know. Josh Allen's amazing. Josh Allen is able to just lift everybody up. James Cook had their most explosive play that kind of got that game going as well, which was good to see because Cook is an explosive player. It's Allen and Cook and Coleman. Kincaid had maybe his best game in a while in terms of contributions, big catches for him, touchdown for him. Yeah.
Jackson Hawes getting in on the show. Jackson Hawes.
Yeah.
That's when it was getting stupid.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Wait, who? Hawes caught it to the one?
That's how it's a Chiefs game.
Why is he even out there?
It's a Chiefs win. Mahomes threw it to who?
Yeah, right.
When did he join the team? Mike and Tonawanda. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Question. So at this point, what do we do with Prater after the Bass comes back? Because I don't know about you guys, but I didn't find myself holding my breath at all whenever Prater went out there to kick a ball. I find myself doing that with Bass a lot. And I know Bass is younger, but, I mean, kickers, man, their legs usually last forever, you know? And I don't know what Bass's contract is. And especially if you saw the videos last night afterwards, they were giving Prater a lot of love. You know, he already seemed like he's fitting right in. You know, so what do we do here? I know we can't keep Prater on the practice squad forever because somebody's going to want to take him off soon. So what do we do once Bass comes off IR?
You know, I mean, I don't know. Today, he made the winning kick. But it was very short, right? Good for him. He made a 43-yarder. He goes 3 for 3. He makes his extra points. So perfect day for him. I don't know. Today's the day for this. Maybe this is in a month when Bass is getting closer. Maybe a few more Prater games. But at some point, I'll want to talk about that. I wasn't worried. He is. I looked up over the weekend. In the last three seasons, from 50-plus, from 40 to 49, from 30 to 39, from 20 to 29, and from extra points, Prater is a better percentage than Tyler Bass. So that was one area where, like, oh, I don't know, man. He just got here on Thursday. I didn't feel any more nervous. Like, I felt they had statistically a better kicker on the field.
Well, if I could psychoanalyze, the reason you don't feel nervous about Prater is because he had never let you down before. And,
true.
And Bass had missed
and it was
kicks.
A 20 what even was the distance on the last
it was
one.
A chip shot. Yeah, it was very makeable.
Did you see in the moment Kyle Hamilton, or did you see after the fact Kyle Hamilton
how close he was?
Yeah, I saw it in the moment, and I don't know how many other people did. Like, heart stopped, like, oh, they didn't block him. And he I didn't see this until after, like, the freeze frame after that he was an inch from blocking that field goal. I think Deion Walker was the one who just forgot to block him. And he came in unscathed, jumped up, and just missed the kick.
Well, to the
it was almost the stupidest
Who stupidest loss?
That is what I was thinking.
One of the stupidest losses.
As he's lining up for the kick, my thought is, well, the only way this game could get actually dumber is if this kick gets blocked.
And it came as close as humanly possible.
Thank goodness it didn't, because we would have had another epic game of all time. The Bills come out on the wrong end of it, and what if?
Right. Great execution at the end, though, on that.
Yes. Well done.
Clock is ticking, getting it off with like 2 seconds left, so the clock hits zero. Again, Harbaugh, thank you for the timeouts, getting everybody organized.
Who else executed a kick like that on opening weekend? The Chiefs did. The Chiefs did that before the half.
I was so mad at that.
Before the half in Brazil, and all you saw was expert coaching. This is a well-coached team. What did the Bills do? The Bills executed a kneel down, calmly walk out. That clock's ticking. Prater is walking as calmly.
Oh, that dude is so cool.
As calmly as you could possibly be. Yeah. I thought, shouldn't you run out there and get in position?
No, he's like, walking. He was strutting out on the field.
19, 18, 17. Like, Matt, buddy, you got to get your spot.
He's like the superhero in an action movie walking away from the explosion behind him.
That's right.
Basically.
Mo in New Jersey up next here on Buffalo Bills Football Monday, a Victory Monday. Hey, Mo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday. And I'm happy to be saying it's a Victory Monday. I still can't figure out how we won that game. And to your point, you know, we're always on the wrong side of these game of the years. You know, you talk about it year in, year out, game of the year, and here we are, we lost. Like, it's the worst game of my life. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm glad we won it. You know, I really hated the decision. I was watching the game with my daughter, and I said, I hate taking points off the board. I'm just one of those people. You made the extra point, take the extra point. You're going to be chasing that point for the rest of the game, which we were. And we're fortunate enough that the kicker on the Ravens side, he missed the kick. So it kind of, you know, gave us the opportunity to win it at the end of the game, so rather than pushing it into overtime. I wouldn't have survived if it went into overtime. But that defensive performance, like I don't want to be the negative Nelly in the room right now, but that defensive performance really has me concerned. Definitely the Ed Oliver game for sure. Like, if he can play like that for the rest of the season, I won't be concerned so much about the defensive line, but our secondary, our safeties, we talked about it all preseason. I just, they were lost back there, taking wrong angles, couldn't make tackles. Now, I know Derrick Henry is one of one when it comes to, you know, trying to tackle a guy like that, but the safeties were just lost. Like, and I don't know what the answer is at this point in the season, right? Like, we have who we have. They need to figure it out. And I'm not a DeMar Hamlin guy, but he's always in the right spot, at least. You know, maybe he knows where to be. I'm not going to pretend like I know how to fix it, but, you know, I really hope they can fix this defense and that offensive performance for the ages. Josh Allen, I've never seen a quarterback do what he's done. You guys said it. He makes the wide receivers get open. Up until that fourth quarter, our guys were just not getting open. Their secondary, the Ravens' secondary is really good, but just we did. They couldn't get open, and then just, they came alive in the fourth quarter. Josh Allen does what he does. Couple of amazing throws, especially the one down the left sideline on that last drive to Palmer. Like, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was watching. And you want to talk about when you knew you had a chance? That's when I knew we really had a chance. Like, I know, okay, we had the ball, we have a chance to win. When he made that throw, I'm like, this is it. And you know, they went down there, got the field goal. Bills win. Gone to the Jets. Let's go.
The thing about like Bishop trying to tackle Derrick Henry, if Derrick Henry has made it that far into your defense untouched, there are few humans ever that would actually bring him down. You can't be upset with Bishop for not getting him to the ground there, because it's an actually impossible task to ask full speed. Okay, jump in front of the freight train and slow it down. Like, you know, it's not going to work. So the failures come up front. Like, whether that's however Baltimore schemed it and got it and knew that the Bills' run defense, where it was going to be vulnerable. You know, the L-22 will tell the tale, and people that break that down, whether it's run fits or fundamentals or communication on defense or Deion Walker or whatever it might be. Like, they got run on in a way that Sean McDermott defenses never get run on, even though they invite the run. I'm trying to think, like, the most rushing yards they ever gave up was 190 against the Saints in a Tyrod game.
Yeah, and I remember that game. They ran 30 times in a row.
Yeah, and since then, what? And
even against this guy. They've done, they've managed. He's got his big runs here and there, but there haven't been many games where it's just every time he touched the ball, you felt like, oh, they got no shot.
Yeah.
And they did get there at the end, but even at the end, how'd they get him? It was the lineman.
They didn't let him get to the second and third level. Because, right, Bishop couldn't stop him when he got in front of him, and Taylor Rapp just couldn't get in front of him at all. How about Collinsworth going after Taylor Rapp, by the way, on that run? Like, you need better safety play than this. This dude just not even coming close to getting in front of him. And he even had the stat on. He's a 4.7 safety, which I did not know, by the way. I did not know before last night that Rapp had a slower 40 time than Ed Oliver. But he didn't. Henry, though, just like, I mean, some of those plays, you can't have a game like that. There are always going to be a few plays where it's like, throw your hands up. Like, he is, I think he's the greatest running back I've ever seen. In my life, at least. There's nobody like him. He's at this age, and he's not any slower, by the way.
Yeah, he's 31 and doing this.
Marcus Mosher had a stat on Henry last night that he is 600 yards away from matching his career high school stats.
Yeah.
He's not even at that yet. Like, this dude has always been a freight train, and he still is. They play him next time. They're going to have to – it's going to have to look way more like the playoff game. They're not going to win that game ever when he's having that type of performance. 10 yards a carry.
Yeah. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. If you're on hold, stick with us. If you're not, there's a spot for you. Bills win. And we're streaming on YouTube. You can make a comment in there.
The chat on a Victory Monday.
The chat on a Victory Monday. It's already saucy. That's how it goes. Open phone lines for you as well. Sal, later. I don't know when. I'm going to kind of let him wake up. It's a late night. Chris Brown, well, his spot is locked in, 8:30. It's all part of Victory Monday here on WGR.
Allen back to pass, looking over the middle, and he's got him in the end zone for a touchdown. It's Dalton Kincaid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.